Hey, America, you still got time. It's not too late.
That's right. Remember,
it's not too late.
It's not too late.
What the hell's going on, Gavin?
I want to remind everybody, oh shit, I got kicked out of the chat room, to make sure that they go over to the BFO, the bigfattyonline.com, and to avoid listening to shopping stories so he has some content. That would be helpful.
Yes, folks, this is your chance. Step up to the plate and reduce the pain.
Yeah, but go over to the BFO and fill out the census form. Or call bigfattyonline.com. I'm not sure what his phone number is. And just say, what the hell are you supposed to say?
You can count on me.
You can count on me. Yeah, okay, like I care.
You're going to lose that number one fan status.
That illusion of caring actually just flew out the window, right?
I'm usually a few days behind.
Enter the census. We're counting on you.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
You can count on me.
You can count on me. Yeah, okay, like I care.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 3257 of the BFO for far right, the 31st of July 2020, y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you about my day. We've got more census to read and more, yes we can.
Ladies and gentlemen, please rise, remove your pants, and join Stevie B in the singing of the Bulgarian national anthem.
We are loyal to Bulgaria, vulture of the West, and we toil for Bulgaria, feathering her nest. The soil of Bulgaria through all the world is known. From her heights to her dairy area, Bulgaria stands alone.
Minerals, Big Fatty, wasn't that what they were yesterday? Something like that. Hi, everyone. I hope you're all right. It's going well, y'all. You're last minerals again. Because, y'all, it is the 31st. Y'all, it is the end. The end of census month. Big Fatty, you hadn't read them all. Oh, no, I'll be reading them until Grandma. Big Fatty. But also, y'all, 5 months from today is New Year's Eve, and this horrible, horrible year will be over. Big Fatty. But y'all, you have until midnight tonight for right the 31st, 11:59 p.m. in the evening, Eastern Daylight Time, the only time zone that matters, to complete your 2020 BFO census. Big Fatty, we're already up to 91. We just need a few more to make it to 100. Do it for the children. Yeah, that's it, y'all. As Poodle said, we're over 90. We got 91 responses. Y'all, our next one to read is from Mr. Cackle. He lives in the only time zone that matters. He is currently unsubscribed. Big Fatty, currently? Well, anyway, how long has he been listening to the BFO? It's been 84 years. Big Fatty. His favorite segment is the Gentleman Caller Report. He would like to have more cinnamon brooms. on the BFO. He's called the voice letter number and will again. He has been to a Pride 48 event, but has never used a special chair. And as far as sharding himself, during my colonoscopy prep, I may have accidentally relaxed for a moment and immediately regretted it. Big Fatty colonoscopy prep? It's true. It's just lovely. Just lovely. Y'all, let's see. After I talked to you yesterday, y'all, I did go I told you I got a package from that Moose P. Y'all, a little bit later, the UPS man stopped by. We'll call him Larry. And y'all, he left two packages. It was in between. Moose P says, "Oh, evidently your celebration of exiting the birth canal happy is coming in two boxes." Y'all, it's interesting. He ordered it from the Amazon, and Amazon delivered one, and UPS delivered the other. Just find that odd. But y'all, I also got my steak knives. Big Fatty Neff, we only had some steak. It's true. And y'all, I'm very pleased with them. Very pleased with them. Nice, nice wooden box that they're in. I had to find a place to put the wooden box so that it would be close by and yet not in the way. And y'all, I had my supper. No, I didn't. I did. What did I have for supper? Oh, I had half of my chicken tender submarine sandwich from the Vonzi Shell. It is so good. It's so good. And then I went out for my evening nipple walk. y'all, between going to the Von's East and going on the nipple walk, y'all, I got about 8,000 steps in on hump day. And I was pleased with that, considering the heat and everything. And then I came back. And y'all, I had to take a shower. I had to take a second shower yes, baby, it's kind of like hosing down in Walnut Hills. It's true. Y'all, by the way, I heard on the news that there was an earthquake in Walnut Hills or in the San Fernando Valley. Oh, big fatty, I never will forget old Fernando. It's so sad that he's gone, which is now why it's Sans Fernando. Not Sans Fernando. Anyway, I hope everyone, I think that Michael Fine is out near Walnut Hills in the San Fernando Valley, and we all know the old gals out there, and so we're sending our best wishes to, and Joe Batance may have even felt it, I don't know, or who else is out there in the City of Angels, Ian! Ian is out there. We hadn't heard a word from Ian. Big Fatty, has she done the census? No. After the share, I watched the sports ball. The Atlanta Braves won. It was, there are just so many good-looking players. Big Fatty, you're just old and creepy. And y'all, then I headed to bed, and guess what?
It's time for Fatty's Rest Time Report. It's time for Fatty's Rest Time Report. Come on, Big Fatty, and tell us all about how your sleep was last night, and if Whitman Tinker maybe was screwing with you. Or if you got a recuperative sleep, as Lindsay Wagner might say. Or if, like happens all the time, you had your grinder on and you got interrupted by a bloop, bloop, because you can't say no to a penis and get out that special chaya. So tell us how your sleep is. It's time for Fatty Sleep Time Report. Tell us about that sleep.
Dear Gussie, y'all, that of course is Digga. And Digga, thank you so much for that totally original, never heard before, bumper, big fan, don't know how he does it, that's right, the founder of the Whitman Tinker Institute for Damned Sleep, Big Fatty, that damn Whitman Tinker, y'all, he came by for a visit. You evidently, he was making up for lost time, because y'all, I tossed and turned for a while. I did finally fall asleep, and it was just lovely once I went to sleep. But Miss Melatonin, Big Fatty, is that your stripper name, ladies and gentlemen? Put your hands together for Melatonin. And y'all, I got up Tuesday morning a little later. I woke up 7 something, but y'all rolled right back over and didn't leave the love chamber until after 9:30 a.m. in the morning. So that was good. Y'all, I had my coffee. Y'all, I'm having trouble with the Sudoku. It's a level 3, and it shouldn't be this hard, but I'm having some trouble with it. And y'all, I had the other half of my chicken tender submarine sandwich, or hoagie, for those of you like my Northeast Straight Daddy, who did. Y'all, he did complete his census. I just noticed. And I wonder, Big Fatty, did little Logan complete one? No, I don't think he's old enough to use the computer. Oh, okay. Had that for my brunch. And y'all, then I've just been a sloth. Y'all, there is one thing, you know, today. Today is the last day of the month, shalom-a-lucky, and y'all, it's payday, and y'all, the retirees, every year we get a pay raise, and y'all, I don't know where I'm going to spend it all. Y'all, $28 a month. Big Fatty, That'll get you, well, that probably won't get you shit. Well, it probably won't. But, other than that, that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty!
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
See y'all this weekend. Oh, y'all, by the way, don't forget, Saturday is the 1st of August, so don't forget Rabbit when you wake up Saturday morning. Y'all, but on this weekend, we have not one, but two celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first, y'all, he's been a long-time listener of the BFO. I'm not sure if he listened to the LFC or not, but a long-time listener. Of the BFO. Y'all, he is in the Kansas City, New York City. No, Kansas City. Oh, never mind. It's Greg. Big Fatty, I'm not familiar with Greg in the Kansas City. Well, you're probably more familiar with him as Plan 9 on the Twitty. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, we love Plan 9 on the Twitty. It's true. Y'all, he has fancy parties. Big Fatty parties like a turlet? No, parties. Oh, that's very different. He likes that, what is it? He likes to go to the concerts, and he likes to go to that, what is that name of that show where the flower eats people and all? It's,
I don't remember what it is. But anyway, it's the Eaton Flower Show. He likes to go to that. And y'all, then on Sunday, y'all, it's a man that y'all, we send out our thoughts and prayers to every day because, y'all, he is the other half of the Pink Wingnuts family. Y'all, it's not the Faye driver. No, Big Fatty. It's Mr. Anderson. Oh, Big Fatty. Poor Mr. Anderson. It's true. And y'all, I've never met Mr. Anderson. I think I may have seen one picture of him once, but I think when the Faye driver's father's not locked in the basement at Faye Manor, I believe Mr. Anderson must be down there. Be Fatty, but y'all, if you see Plan 9, that's Greg and the KC, or Mr. Anderson, or even the Faye driver as far as that goes. Oh, y'all, by the way, Miss Beaver had some comments. Well, I'll get to that in a second. Y'all wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope they get a big old piece of cake. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, I guess y'all, I thought I'd slot in one more since I had a little time here. Y'all, this one's from that Peter G. He lives elsewhere in the U.S. of A. He describes himself as a listener, and it seems like an eternity he's been listening to the BFO. Big Fatty, that's for everyone. His favorite segment is Blowing It Out. Big Fatty, especially after Mexican food. Other than bodily noises, what would you change? I'd say reducing the runtime by 20 minutes would help a lot. Big Fatty, I like that. He has called the voice letter number. He's been to a Pride 48 event, and he has used a special chow. And the last time he shat himself, it was so long ago that his mommy had to clean it up. Big Fatty, isn't that cute that he calls his husband his mommy?
The BFO Census, we're counting on you.
Yeah, I guess y'all remember back on when it was Wednesday. It was Olavsav Day there in the Faroe Islands, and the Faye driver was talking about Miss Beaver's tight vagina. Big Fatty! And Miss Beaver commented on that day. She says, well, thanks for the lovely shout-out. Of course, we do celebrate in spite of St. Rona. We have a lot of bleach over here. And thank you for that outrageous intro call, too. It made me laugh out loud, blush, and feel a little tingly in all the right places. I think I'll have to row to the Canadian Mexicos and show some of them to the Faye driver. Big Fatty, Miss Beaver's going to show the Faye driver her tingly places. Well, just be careful, Miss Beaver, because Faye driver may show you his tingly place. Big Fatty, Volga! Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely weekend. Y'all, don't forget, Dr. Stone has got a celebration of exiting the birth canal coming up on the 9th. And, you know, he loves the cashews. Y'all, I saw that the cashews were on sale at the Von's East this week. And all I could think of was Cashew Redenbacher. And I knew that wasn't right. It's Almond Redenbacher, because that was the person. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there at the Stick It With a Poke, or Poke It With a Stick, or whatever the hell it's called. And what you got to say there, Gavin?
You can count on me.
You can count on me. Yeah, okay, like I care.
Oh, Big Fatty, did Gavin fill out his census? Not yet.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.